This week's programme could quite literally blow your socks off. This week, our wacky welders get deep down and seriously dirty in the mother of all mechanical showdowns.
This week, we're bringing our teams to an abandoned top-secret complex, bristling with hazards.
Back. They'll have to build vehicles which can cut through dangerous electrified fencing and tackle toxic waste. Yes.
Before they come to this weapons warehouse, where they'll have to disarm unstable bombs.
Stop!
Wait. Come on, guys. We're going to do this one.
Set to explode at the slightest knock. Taking on this terrifying, toxic task are a staff room full of boffins from Kingston University, the Men in White.
They're competing with a brave band of bobbies from the Hampshire Constabulary. The Cops and Bodgers. Fall in, Cops and Bodgers. Muscle in, Men in White. OK, now, I hope you're feeling highly charged, because this week we're throwing you into a potentially explosive situation.
Yes, teams, your challenge is to build a bomb disposal device.
OK, teams, now, when we swing the wrecking ball, you have just 10 hours to build yourselves the best remote bomb buster you can muster.
Cops and Bodgers, are you ready?
Yes!
Men in White, are you ready?
Yes!
Wait for it.
Go!
They're not actually, like, real bombs, though, are they?
Nah. We haven't got to tell them that, though, have we?
No.
Building a bomb disposal device isn't a job for the faint-hearted. But the Cops and Bodgers can take the heat. When a call comes in, these boys in blue respond fast. Captain Andy is quick off the mark in his pursuit car. And Les doesn't hang about in his criminal investigation van. Bashful Bobby Andy Stamp just tries his best.
Quite around here. It's quite nice to work here. We've got a few juvenile nuisance problems, stealing stuff and things like that. But I've got a firm grip on that and nothing gets past me.
We are the Cops and Bodgers!
Our second team, the Men in White, are a trio not to be trifled with. There's Joe, who's got the brawn, Darren, who's got the brains, and Graham, who's got the looks.
Approaching the runway now.
And when these high flyers aren't in the academic slipstream, they relax with their favourite sport, extreme ironing.
We are the Men in White!
To help the Men in White with their bomb disposal challenge, we've drafted in Kevin Hunt. Kevin designs and builds remote-controlled machines for dismantling nuclear power stations.
To guide the Cops and Bodgers through treacherous terrain is ultra-smart Henk Altman. Henk uses super-dexterous manipulators to maintain nuclear fusion reactors.
Right, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure.
Trolley, something like that.
I can make a suggestion.
And lifting the weight.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, go.
You can have an arm, a long arm that goes out. Sometimes they call it a master-slave system.
Henk has an ingenious idea to build a long arm mounted on the back of a flat vehicle, which can remotely reach into hazardous areas.
Articulation.
Henk's clever plan is to find a van and cut the back off. He then wants to mount a complex arrangement of aluminium poles on the back, which can be controlled with cables. Using what's called the master-slave system, the Cops and Bodgers will control the arm by making the slave end of the machine mimic their movements at the master end. This design should ensure that they always remain a safe distance from any hazardous bombs.
I'm just a little bit worried that perhaps we're trying to overcomplicate it, and to me at this minute it looks a bit unwieldy.
Fine, well, the master-slave advantage is that you don't, the operator doesn't think. He's just copying what he would do. If he was sitting at the bomb, he would go up to the bomb and pick it up.
Over the wall, the high-tech men in white have different ideas.
I think that probably you could do a remotely operated vehicle, remotely controlled vehicle. How do you fancy something like that?
Yeah, we'd probably go for some sort of wire mode operated with a console in our hands.
This techie threesome have decided to build a bomb disposal machine called a remotely operated vehicle, or ROV. Their plan is to find a battery-powered vehicle which they can attach hydraulically powered arms to, then send it into the danger zone. By running an umbilical cable to a control vehicle, the team can always maintain a safe distance from any toxic substances.
It's blues and twos for the coppers' first shout of the day. But the men in white aren't sparing any horses either. After some good detective work, the boys in blue have found a van, which they reckon will make the ideal platform for Henk's complex arm.
We want to know if this is going to be good enough.
Andy to Big Andy. We got a Transit. It's like quite a long wheelbase one.
Does it actually turn over and start?
Yeah, I'll let you know shortly.
Using a few tips picked up on the job, this van shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Oh! If I ever lose my keys, I'm not going to call the police, I tell you.
But Henk's not happy.
We're wasting valuable time now, you see.
Yeah, I know. Well, we need to get on to the whole left to go scavenge some potholes.
We should actually be doing something in parallel.
The techie men in white's Darren is hunting for a vehicle which could make a good ROV.
Joe.
Then he spots a battery-powered mobility vehicle, which should be ideal.
Yeah.
Shall we?
That one, yeah.
This, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, mate.
Men in white! What have we got here? Yeah. Isn't it like a kind of granny chair that a granny goes shopping in?
Yeah. Well, it's now going to be a bomb disposable granny chair.
Now, why is this good for the challenge?
Well, what we sort of decided, basically, electric power, control, 12-volt systems, plenty of 12-volt batteries hopefully laying around. We should be able to rig something onto this. They're fairly heavy units, so we can add our attachments.
Well, I sincerely hope it does work, because I would quite like to see you doing your bomb disposal dressed as, like, a granny with a kind of grey wig, maybe, and a floral overall. That'd be nice.
No problem.
Back at the yard, Andy's got safely kitted up for a spot of breaking and entering. And he's not pulling any punches. He wants to cut the roof off so that they've got a flat base to work from. And he's not taking any prisoners.
Not to be outdone by Darren, top scavenger Joe's just found another battery-powered granny scooter. This could make the ideal vehicle to mount their controls onto. Joe wrestles it out of the heap as Darren takes the other scooter back to base.
Not one, we got two.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That looks just the job, Kevin.
It certainly does.
Sounds like we got two of them, so
we
should be able to get one working.
Yeah.
I've got to cut that one.
Right.
That one there, straight up, straight down, right. And that, and it's going to drop off.
Can you tell me quickly, guys, what's happening? Because you're cutting this lovely van, this beautiful blue van. It's all been cut up.
We're going to cut back off so we can. It's going to be a flatbed and we can swing round and
then
have space.
On that, you're building some sort of cantilevery kind of army moving, but moves. Right. And have you all got a hold of that? What it's?
I haven't got a full grasp of the conception yet.
The whole idea is like sort of if my left arm does this, my right arm's just going to follow it.
Right.
But distance, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's like sort of that idea.
Yeah. The only thing that kind of worries me a bit is the kind of practical application of it is whether it's going to be kind of wobbly. You know, that's, I tell you, I mean, have you got concerns over that kind of...
Yeah, big concern.
All right.
huge.
You're going to say, no, it's all going to be...
Huge concern.
Darren.
Yeah.
Come and have a look.
The men in white also need an extending arm for the front of their ROV. Luckily, they've got a scavenger, Joe, who's just found an old hydraulic system, which might be just the job.
We've got hydraulic lines, we've got valves, we've got control valves. I think this is what we need, yeah? Let's get this back up to the base.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours construction time remaining, team.
I've still got a bit to do.
Easy job.
I thought we'd finished.
We've achieved almost nothing in 2 hours.
Keeping a space-age eye on our team's attempts is Sean Whitehead, chief engineer of a remotely controlled probe called Beagle 2. Launched in June 2003, it will travel through space, then land on Mars and try and establish whether there really is life on the planet.
So, Sean, the two teams have come up with very, very different solutions to what effectively is the same problem, and grabbing something at a distance, lifting it up, tipping it, moving it, making it safe.
Yeah.
And really, really different. I mean, one sort of wibbly-wobbly crane, as far as I can tell, and one kind of probably equally wibbly-wobbly remote control thing.
Yeah, that's right. There's two different devices. One is a stationary remote manipulator, so it's like an arm device.
Right.
There is an advantage in their design in that it's easy for somebody to operate it. But it's going to be very difficult to build. Then you've got the men in white ROV. It looks complicated.
Yeah.
But they've only got a couple of mechanisms that they have to have. They have the forward and backwards, they have the steering mechanism, and then they only need the sort of up and down mechanism.
Right. But I mean, at the moment, which design is your favourite? I mean, do you have...
If I had to put money on it now, I'd say the ROV, because... I think that if they
and the
can...
The ROV is... Oh God, I don't even know which one that is.
On the Men in White,
The Men in White, so the ROV standing for Remote Operated Vehicle.
That's right, absolutely. Well
that.
Done.
Yes.
With Joe's super scavenging, the Men in White's workshop is packed with scrap. And spirits are high.
Joe.
Hello.
Has anyone told you you whistle like a lark?
A pellark.
But the boys in blue are lost. With nothing to show for the morning's efforts except a rusty old wagon, Captain Andy's stressed. Les's investigation for lightweight tubing has failed to generate any leads. With time pressing on, the two Andys aren't feeling too handy.
This is stress, mate, look.
No, I'm not. How are we doing?
Right, OK, should we have a checklist what we've actually got, which is we got a vehicle. There's some of that. We got nothing. We haven't got that.
Right.
Or any of that at the moment.
So we're not doing too well, are we?
No.
With no poles in sight, will the RoboCops ever complete their cantilevered contraption? And will Granny Power help the techie trio drive their bomb-busting buggy? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to our bomb disposal challenge, which we're hoping won't go with a bang.
The cops and bodgers are going to cut the back off this van. Superbrain expert Henk has a plan to fashion a complex array of tubing into a long arm, which will hang off the back of their vehicle. But the boys in blue are falling behind. Scavenger Les is under the cosh to find the tubing, but his police surveillance skills have proved useless. Les knows that if he goes back to the police yard empty-handed, Captain Andy will read the riot act.
All clear! Dropping!
Here we go!
Woo!
All right.
A team of boffins from Kingston University, the Men in White, have a different plan. They want to convert these granny scooters into a remotely operated vehicle and attach a hydraulic arm. With 4 hours gone and lots scavenged from the heap, the team are hard at work. Except for Captain Graham, who's doing what he does best.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
Les is still pursuing his investigation for the missing tubing.
Bingo. Oh, yes.
Les to Big Andy.
Yeah, Les, go ahead.
I think we've just struck lucky. We've got this 5 metre length of aluminium box ladder here.
So hopefully that's going to be ideal for what Hank needs. Here we go, Hank. What about these?
Absolutely super.
Is this your dream?
Absolutely super. Just what we need.
At last, Henk can finally put his meticulous planning into action.
Right.
Henk's design should be good at light lifting, but might have problems with bulky objects, like tubs of toxic waste. When the team tries to lift a tub, the joints, or pivot points, between the ladders might not be strong enough to take the weight. The further their arm has to stretch, the more strain will be put on the joints, or pivots. And because Henk's whole arm is held together with a series of pivots, if any one of them breaks, then the whole machine will collapse.
And this is just base unit. OK. Because
Henk's plan is so complex, it looks like he's the only one who understands how to build it.
Right, yes, so in fact, we have almost no slack.
It's crunch time in the police yard, and Les still has his doubts about Henk's plan.
This is your last chance.
I can live with it.
We're going for it?
Yeah. Right, good. OK, so, if I get the pinter right, that should be M2.
I haven't got a clue what you're doing. I really don't know what's going on here. We'll have a 5 or 6 metre cord, which will have the hydraulics in, like a big umbilical cord, right, which will go from here over to the main machine. Right, so let's have a look. So this is it, then?
This is
your ROV.
This is a
I'm really pleased I've learned the acronyms. What we're going to have is a big hydraulic cylinder.
Right.
I'll go get your ramp.
He's going to go and get that. It's double action, so it will push this
in and out.
Right.
Yeah,
so controllable.
Like that.
But we're going to have our main sort of grabbing unit on the end here.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, this is going to pivot upwards as well with another ram. Oh,
so you have another ram underneath.
Yeah. Where's the other ram then? Have you got
that's another problem at the minute.
There'll be loads of rams out there somewhere.
Over the wall, the cops are chasing the clock. Captain Andy's attaching a base for the arm to sit on. And with the ladders cut into sections, Henk's got to join them together.
Graham is sending Darren out onto the heap to find a second ram.
Yeah, we need a hydraulic cylinder.
Yeah.
A stroke of about 12 inches.
They need the second ram to give the grabber on the ROV an upward motion. Without it, they won't be able to lift anything up. While Darren scavenges for the ram, back at base, the rest of the team are concentrating on the ROV steering. The plan is to use a battery-powered wheelchair motor to turn the wheels left and right, and to use the motor that's on the granny scooter to make it go forwards and backwards.
Finding the ladders was one thing, but making a working structure is another thing altogether.
Les, what is your main concern? What's the biggest thing that's worrying you?
I don't see a structure yet.
Really?
once we got a couple of pieces together, then my confidence will grow.
You are looking slightly nervous.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
A bit of adrenaline never hurts anyone.
Pressure.
Well, you've got loads to do. I'll let you get on with it. Henk. Now, this quite a lot of this was your design, wasn't it?
I made a few suggestions.
OK. Now, how do you think your team's doing?
The team are doing very well. I'm coming up against finding the right materials and equipment. That's what's really stymieing us a bit.
Right. What are you missing that you really need?
An M12 bolt to act as a bearing.
So pretty precise what you want then.
Darren's getting worried and calls back to Graham at base.
Graham, I'm still unable to find a suitable hydraulic cylinder.
Tea connoisseur Graham has a think over a well-earned cup of Earl Grey.
We won't finish. Just people and cup of tea.
During his tea break, Graham has a brainwave.
I know what. Go and have a look for the cylinder out in the scrapyard, because we're desperate for it.
Yeah, we are.
Have one last look. I think Darren's given up on it.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours construction time. Halfway through, teams. Thank you.
Eagle-eyed Joe knows exactly where to look for the hydraulic ram and goes straight for an old forklift truck.
Hello? Yes,
I've found one of the ram.
Have you finished the riding?
No, I'm just finishing my tea.
All right, okay. I don't know.
Now, Sean, it looks to me like the men in white have finally got all the bits they need. Like they just found the other hydraulic ram, which I know they were short of.
Yeah, but I think they're wasting an awful lot of time looking for them.
I think there's quite an issue in the team about tea as well, because Joe's very opposed to the whole tea-drinking ethos.
Seems to be a very critical part of it.
Yeah, it seems to cause quite a lot of in-group tension there. Who are you going to choose now?
It's getting really...
Are you? Yeah. Yeah, but you've got to choose. I've got to force you.
Well, I'll still go for... I'll still go for the men in white.
They may be the judges' favourites, but the men in white have still got the hydraulic system to build, and it's a massive task. In the Cops and Bodgers yard, Hank's made progress.
Les, the first A-frame, folks.
Thank you!
You want a structure? You got structure.
I've got it. Last.
That's right.
I have structure.
You have little faith.
I've always had faith.
You could have fooled me.
Now that Hank has bonded with the coppers, can the bobbies beat the clock and bodge together their bomb buster? Find out after the break.
The Cops and Bodgers are building a machine from a complex arrangement of ladders, which they hope to use as a long arm mounted on the back of a van.
The men in white are hoping to make a remotely operated bomb disposal vehicle with a hydraulic arm that they can send into hazardous areas. Out on the heap, Darren's found the last component they need for their hydraulics, a pump. Team expert Kevin reckons they can get it going by connecting it to an old rotavator engine.
Are you ready?
Yep.
To get their hydraulics working, the men in white have to connect a pump up to an engine. They then have to pump hydraulic liquid down an umbilical hose to the rams. The hydraulic liquid has then got to return to the pump and be sent back to the rams in a continuous circuit for the system to work. Only then can they make the rams move by waggling their control levers. Hydraulics can be very powerful, but any leaks in the hydraulic circuit and their rams won't lift a thing.
The boys in blue have started to make their grabbing mechanism. Hank's plan is to make a grabber from the brake off an old bike. But he's worried that if they try and lift heavy toxic tubs, his arm won't be able to take the strain. So he's got a backup plan. His idea is to take three windscreen washer pumps together and suck the liquid out of the tubs.
What you and I would call a grabber is commonly referred to in the robotics game as an end effector. Hank's end effector will be connected via a cable to a handle at the other end of their machine. This design should be good at lifting, but only if the toxic tubs aren't too heavy. To avoid putting strain on the joints of their arm, Hank's plan is to suck the gloop out before moving the tubs. Over the wall with the men in white, Darren's connecting the hydraulic pump and the engine together. While Graham, who's put his cup of Earl Grey down, is making the grabbing device for their ROV.
I think. Are they all right?
The plan is to put the grabber on the front of the ROV by fixing it to the ram. This should mean that by extending and retracting their rams, they'll be able to get the end effector into the correct position.
That's lovely.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining.
You what?
Two hours remaining, teams.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please, give us a break.
The coppers are relying on Hank. And with most of the day gone, it's going to be a tall order to get his plan off the ground.
don't know if they've given their machines names, but I've got one for the cops and bodges.
Oh, go on, then.
It's so original, it's unique. You'll be so surprised when you hear it. The long arm of the law.
Good, so good.
The men in white have still got to attach their hydraulic umbilical cable to the ROV. So it's all hands to the pump.
The boys in blue are finally putting Hank's precisely constructed arm on the van.
Sean, I'm slightly concerned now I'm seeing the cops and bodgers machine take shape, that the big arm sticking out the back is quite long, which it's meant to be, and I'm just slightly worried that the whole thing might collapse.
I think where you might find something interesting happening is maybe at the joints, because of those joints, when they get very heavily loaded, they might sort of rub together.
And what about with the men in white, Sean? Because, I mean, I suppose one of the things, they might have to drive the ROV and then push make their kind of control centre behind it.
Yeah, well, they do. They do have to keep on pushing their control centre behind.
It'd be very amusing to see those two little fellas rolling around the floor.
Unless the front one can pull the other one behind it.
What could be pull it along by the umbilical cord? Oh, let's not go there. Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
Come on, move, move, move!
We're never going to make it.
It's full steam ahead for both teams.
You've got to focus and get that gripper sorted.
The men in white have still got to check their hydraulics.
And one of Hank's measurements wasn't quite as precise as he'd planned.
Arm is too upright.
Right. Oh! Are you going to start up?
Yeah.
Are we confident, guys?
Joe, go on. Joe, go on, Joe.
Joe's good for a laugh. Come on, get
it. Hold it.
Watch the set, the pressure.
Hold it, that. Ah, yes. Ah, there we go. Yeah. Getting any pressure? Right, so what's happening then? That engine drives the pump underneath there. That's the hydraulic pump. That pumps the oil through the levers.
Through the valves.
And then up through this huge, long lot of...
Pipes.
Yeah.
Spaghetti junction.
So the oil's got to go all the way through those pipes, through the pistons there, and then it'll eventually come back and go back. So you've got to have a lot of oil for a start. Okay, so that's, I can understand how all that works. I can see that moving. I can see that going up and down. It's the end effector is slightly a concern at the moment, because that's kind of what it's all about, is that thing.
Yeah.
It's the thing that actually grabs stuff.
It looks a bit wibbly wobbly.
It does look a bit wibbly wobbly. I didn't want to say that, but I didn't want to be cruel about it. Okay, let's have a look at this end effector.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, this is brilliant.
This is good.
This has the potential of brilliance. So when that pushes forward then, that opens up like that.
That's right. What happens is, obviously, we've got a few tinkering to do on here, but what will happen is the end effector will open up and go around the bucket, and then the bungees will grab it.
That is brilliant, guys. No, really, I'm really impressed. I'll let you get on with your last couple of little bits of major engineering that you have done. I meant to say tinkering.
Cops and bodgers, you've got something that looks kind of like an almost finished machine.
It does, doesn't it? It's fantastic. We're really pleased with it.
Fantastic. I have to say, I don't know about you, but there were times earlier on where I didn't know you were going to get this far.
No. We were all positive. We always knew we were going to get here, just we didn't quite know when.
Well, let's have a look at your other end, because this is your kind of vital implement. What's the actual word for it?
A picker-upper.
End effector.
I prefer picker-upper.
Picker-upper, end effector. Let's have a look down here. Okay, what do you need this to do? You need it to...
To cut and to grip, basically. It's like a wrist on the end of an arm idea.
Like a wrist on the end of an arm, very well explained. Well, guys, it's a complicated build. I couldn't see what it was going to be like until I kind of got here now, and you still have got quite a lot to do in not much time. Mm-hmm. So get to it, but good luck. I shall see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's all hands on deck for some last-minute bodging.
Are you all right with your gripper?
Keep going, boys. Come on.
Okay, men in white, cops and bodgers, put down your tools and step away from your vehicles. Time is up. Well done, teams. Tomorrow, your bomb disposal machines will be put to the test.
Well done, teams. Well done.
It seems Hanks finally earned his stripes at this police academy. Will the long arm of the law lift the coppers to victory? Or will the men in white's bomb-busting buggy beat the bobbies? Find out after the break.
We've brought our teams to an abandoned top-secret facility. Their mission? To disarm dangerous devices.
But first, in true scrap heap tradition, there's the usual one-hour tinkering time. Both teams are making some last-minute changes to their multi-purpose end effectors. The men in white are attaching a cutter to their lifting device. And the cops and bodgers are attaching some scavenged scissors to their grabber.
Well, it's all changed. All the end effectors have all, they're all different. Great. Well, those are the, there's a dead end effector down there.
That's right. That was last night's end effector, which was pretty generic.
I'll tell you what. What we did have,
we had obviously the rubber boots that we're going to pick up like a normal household bucket.
Yeah.
But now we've found that it's more of a specific bucket.
Right.
So we've gone for a specific end effector because the bucket is exactly this size with the flange top. And obviously, these are useless.
You don't need them.
One,
off they go.
Two.
I do wish you the best of luck, but have you not heard the saying that running underneath ladders is bad luck?
They're not ladders anymore. This is a beast of a machine. It's no longer a ladder.
They are remote manipulators.
There you go.
And it's lucky to run underneath a remote manipulator. There we go. Well, look, you've got loads to do. I'll let you get on with it. That's best of luck, Cups and Bodgers. See you later.
Cheers, bye. Bye.
The flying squad's eager to get going, and they're straight up to the start line. Stage one, dangerous electrified fencing. In this round, the first team to cut through the whole fence wins the race. But they must stay 5 yards from the wire at all times.
Before they duel, Graham names their battle chariot after his favourite brew.
It's okay.
Go on, Darren, you tell him.
My battery's falling off.
Okay, teams, on the sound of the hooter, prepare to move your bomb busters into enemy terrain.
They're off!
Say when.
And it looks like the boys in blue have got the measure of their machine.
Up, forward, cut!
They seem to have really good control over it.
Oh, the scissors are through the fence! What? That's amazing! That's incredibly quick!
Move! Straight on!
The men in white are going at a snail's pace.
Forward!
Get up!
Forward!
Forward!
The bobbies are just racing ahead.
Cut!
Steady! Steady!
Oh, my word! They're roaring through it! Absolutely roaring through it! I think I have to get my hooter ready!
Down!
Go back!
Come on.
The men in white don't seem to be able to get their cutter through the wire.
The blade's having a nightmare!
Back forward!
The cops have raced ahead. It looks like their machine is working brilliantly.
Only one to go! Oh, nearly!
Steady!
But there's something wrong with the copper's cutter. It looks like the scissors have jammed. They've got to get out of the danger zone before they can attempt to fix the problem.
Nice and steady, keep going.
Quick, get the brakes open, get the jaws open. The jaws are jammed shut.
This is just the chance the men in white needed. By cutting upwards, they're taking out loads of wires in one fell swoop.
This is amazing! They've come back from nowhere!
Come on, they've got one to go!
Come on, get back in!
The coppers have fixed their cutter, but can they catch up with the men in white?
Steady! Andy, steady!
And it's come down to the last one! This is so exciting!
Right, forward, back!
They're neck and neck, it's down to one wire! The cops and bodgers have it!
That's got to be the most exciting race ever!
Race one came down to the wire. Literally. Yeah! It's 1-0 to the boys in blue. Stage two, deadly toxic gloop. In this round, both teams have 5 minutes to make their remotely operated machines maneuver as much toxic gunge into a canister as they can. The team with the most gloop in the container wins the stage.
Okay, brave bodgers, it's time to tussle with a really toxic task. On the sound of the horn, start tipping!
And the men in white are quicker off the blocks this time. They've gone straight for their first tub.
Forward! Now, forward, forward! Stop!
Boom out! Boom out!
Hey, that's it, jerky, jerky, lovely, lovely!
Beautiful!
Right,
next one!
The coppers aren't far behind.
Go left, upwards, left, up.
The police are using their windscreen washer pump to suck the toxic liquid out of the tubs and into the container. And it's working!
Bad.
But the men in white are storming ahead with their second bucket in.
Yes. That's good. Got that.
The bobbies are behind. It looks like the gloop-sucking pump is too slow. They need a different strategy.
Should we try lifting one or not? Yes? OK, go for that first one, then. Up and out.
Hank's looking worried. His arm isn't designed to carry heavy tubs.
That's the way, that's the way, that's the way. Go, 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 go. Come on, yes!
Beautiful bit of tipping.
Their plan's working. They've got two tubs in the container. With a minute to go, it's neck and neck.
Are you swinging this round, Andy? You got it? Swing this round, Andy! Oh!
Disaster! There's toxic waste everywhere. The cops and bodgers just dropped their whole bucket all over the floor.
You're in an extremely dangerous environmental disaster area, Lisa. Do take great care.
The men in white have romped along. They're on their last tub.
Go, 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 go!
The men in white and yellow are getting their last bucket in, but quite where they're going to put it, I don't know, because there seems to be full of other buckets.
The coppers are on their last tub with 30 seconds to go. If they get this one in, they might have enough liquid in their container to win.
Hold tight, real tight. We're out of it. Okay. Kill it, Andy. Right, that's it, back.
The men in white have it.
Quick one.
Very exciting and very wet second round.
Yes, certainly. What can you say?
What can you say except I'm not a celebrity, please get me out of here.
Keep going. Both teams teetered on the brink, but the men in white got more gloop in. That makes it one all.
Keep going.
Lovely, lovely.
The final stage, dangerous bombs. In this round, both teams have 5 minutes to gently lift bombs with tilt switches onto racks. The team with the most bombs on the racks, with their pins removed, wins the test. But they have to be careful. Any careless movement will trigger them to explode.
It's one all. As the men in white muster their bomb buster to the line, there's everything to play for.
OK, men in white, it's time to get Earl Grey up to the boil and tackle those bombs.
Do you want to reverse?
Forward, forward. Good, straight. Go, Graham. Go, Graham, forward. Forward, forward, stop.
It looks like they've attached some chains to their end effector.
Slowly, boys, slowly, slowly, slowly.
Keep going.
I think those chains might be there to stop the bomb from rotating.
Twisting, that's clever.
Slowly, slowly. Feather the lever.
Feather it. Give me some reps, Joe. Give me some reps.
They have to be careful putting the bomb in the rack, or the tilt switch will trigger.
Stop. Wait.
Too much careless movement, and the bomb will blow.
One touch.
But they're rocking it about a bit.
They are, yeah. I mean, because the vehicle won't move smoothly, will it? So it's always a little jerk when it moves.
Oh. Are they going to get that in all my life?
Our chain is going inside, guys.
Those chains are a fatal addition. They're definitely caught on the bomb at the moment.
Back. Back. Right there.
Right.
Go, go, go!
Oh.
Shh!
With one bomb gone, they've only got two more chances.
Steady, go on, again.
They'll have to be careful not to tilt this bomb too much.
Right, forward. Keep going. Wait. Keep going.
Oh, no!
Their end effector is built beautifully for picking up buckets.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not so well for picking up bombs.
Yeah.
This is their last chance to get one in the rack.
Put it in. That's there. That's there. Right. Back. Now, OK, hold Graham. Graham, go back.
Oh! Just shows I can't mess around with
it. All three went off.
Now it's the coppers' chance to prove their bomb-busting abilities. All they have to do to win is get one bomb in the rack and remove the red firing pin.
From the sound of the horn, proceed with caution!
Straighten up.
They really are proceeding with caution as well.
Their end effector looks ideal for picking up bombs.
Oh, lovely job.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Nice and gentle.
It's pointed right at me.
Nice and gently. Steady. OK, left box, and I want to get the tail of the bomb on the left box. To me.
But they don't seem to be able to turn their grabber to get the bomb in the rack.
Keep going.
It seems to be twisting round and round the wrong way, doesn't it?
Oh!
The pressure's mounting. Just two bombs left.
Right, they're getting rid of it. They're not wasting time. Well, they've lost one. What a shame.
Down as you are. OK, we have the boy.
They've got to get this one. This is the one, boys.
It's looking good so far, boys.
Down.
Try a bit left.
Oh, no! What a shame. Wow, that was big.
This is it, the decider. It's come down to the last bomb.
Come on, guys. We're going to do this one.
Make or break.
What side they want? Oh, no! As soon as they lift it up,
they may drop it.
Oh.
Don't drop it.
Jenny. It's in the cradle.
Right, OK.
Come on, guys.
They've got the bomb in the rack, but can they get the firing pin out?
Get that baby in there.
Up, down gently, forwards, extend, go, boys!
Yeah! They've removed the pin for a controlled explosion!
couldn't see a thing.
Died twice.
Well done. Woo!
Safety fuse.
Well, teams, it's been a fantastic challenge this week. You've both made machines that have done what they were supposed to do, which is great, but there can only be one lot of winners.
This week, the winners are the team that got one bomb safely into custody. There's a clue there. Yes, the winners are the Cubs and Boys!
Thank you much.
And if you want more Flashbang Wallet, join us next week.